Good morning. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name. It's been good to be here this morning. Good to see everyone here this morning. There was quite a few of you missing last Sunday. A few of you were on vacation and other things. So it's good to have everyone here this morning. I know Dwayne and Emily said there's some sickness at their house. I know Lonnie and Julia are in Michigan with some of Julia's family. So there's a few missing. But it's good to have everyone here. Good to see Kenny and Shania here this morning. Good to have some visitors with us as well. For the announcements this morning, I don't have just a whole lot other than what is listed in your bulletin. So you can take a look and see that. We're excited to have John with us this morning to bring us the message from New Life. There is no service here this evening. You can see for next Sunday, we have another John bringing the message. Brother John Byler, Lord willing, will bring the message next Sunday. And it looks like we are planning on an evening service. And it looks like they'll announce some more details on that. Other than that, you can see the men's business meeting is coming up. That is 2 weeks on the 17th. And I believe we're going to try and start around 7:30. Will kind of be our aim. I don't know what's too early and what's not, but we'll plan to start at 7:30. Might have some food involved in that whole thing as well, so we'll see how it all pans out. One thing I know that is going to be on the agenda, I'll try and next Sunday pass out some agendas for you as men so you can take a look and maybe see a little bit of what's going to be in the meeting, give you a few days to prepare for that. One thing I know that we do need to vote on is the tithe offering. I think at this point we still just have UCM in Belize and the Straight Paths Ministry, which is part of Steve Stutzman's ministry. So I think those are the only two options that we have at this point for a tithe offering. If you have more suggestions, feel free to hand it in the next week or so here. But we will probably take a vote on those at the meeting, so you can start thinking ahead for that. The other announcement in the bulletin is this Thursday, January the 8th at 9:30 is the ladies' Bible study. My wife didn't want to stand up and announce it this morning, but there are books for you ladies back on top of the mailboxes. Are your study books. So make sure you grab one of those and take it with you and study ahead for Thursday morning. And that is open to any of you ladies that are here this morning. That's open to anyone as ladies. If you have any questions, you can talk to my wife after the service. Other than that, you can see the church cleaning. It looks like Conrad and Missy are on for that. Can we have some volunteers to contact our missionaries? Maybe two volunteers to reach out to Paul and Darlene in Belize. One there, over there as well. And maybe two volunteers to reach out to Kyle as well in Belize. There's one back there. Thank you. There's two. All right. Very good. I think that takes care of that. There is a fellowship meal today. Everyone is invited to stay for that. So I will open it up to you as a church at this time. If there's any announcements that you have, you can feel free to share them.
For next Sunday evening, we are planning to have someone here to give their testimony. And y'all are welcome to come. And I think it's we're starting 6 o'clock. And after words, we're going to have snacks, finger food snacks. So then everybody just bring some finger food along. And it's Josh Yonce found this person, and the way it sounds is going to be pretty interesting. And look forward to hear from this guy that's coming. And I think next Sunday we'll have a little more details, I think. But just plan on kind of looking forward to seeing everybody here, and bring your friends, family, whoever else along. So,
very good.
Just an update on the small groups. Us and Pete's did get the groups together. It is with Tyler now just to confirm with them and the advisory board. We are planning to have the groups confirmed and done by the January 17th meeting. So that is on track. Yeah, let's not forget the first Wednesday evening in February, we are planning to have small group. Yeah, that's all that I have.
Thank you, Jay. I just thought about it. I should mention that, but thank you. Oh, I think the leaders are getting together Thursday evening, just as a reminder. And I think the advisory board will be joining as well. So any other announcements? All right. If not, we're excited to have John with us this morning from New Life. It's exciting to see a familiar face again. So good to have him here. I think what we'll do is we'll stand, we'll have a word of prayer, and we'll turn the time over to him for the message this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you. We thank you. We praise you for your goodness, for your faithfulness to us, for allowing us the opportunity to gather in your house and worship this morning. God, just pray that you'd be with John as he brings the message to us. Would you just anoint his lips? Give him the words to speak, and I pray that our hearts would be open to your message. In your name we pray. Amen.